Time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you animate it with Rob Bullocks?
I start to think that Liberace is actually a type of shoe now.
A pair of Liberaces.
Oh, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I need to get my Liberaces sorted out. I'm going to take them to
have
the cobblers.
My Liberaces. Rob, good morning, good morning.
Well,
the world has once again opened its most secretive pamphlets to you pushed you into a confusing, astounding and flabbergasting place. Tell us all about it.
Well, this one sent me into a frenzy, actually. If I just say Professor Stephen Hawking, probably leave it there, actually. But no, his final research paper suggests that our universe may be one of many similar to our own. The theory resolves a cosmic paradox of the late physicist's own making. It also points a way forward to astronomers to find evidence of the existence of parallel universes.
Yeah, come on, astronomers.
The study was submitted...
Pull your weight.
Sorry. The study was submitted to the Journal of High Energy Physics 10 days before he died. Now, I've got to say, I actually get that delivered every Thursday. It's a good, good paper. I love the cartoons and the quiz page is really good. So
it's got a very difficult Sudoku.
Yeah, yeah. But I like the maze. I always go around the other way, so I always do it. Anyway, in the 80s, scientist Hawkins, along with US physicist James Hartle, developed a new idea about the beginning of the universe. I know what's coming. So this resolved a difficulty with Einstein's theory that suggests that the universe began nearly 14 billion years ago, but said nothing about how it began. Instead, the Hartle-Hawkins idea used a different theory called quantum mechanics to explain how the universe arose from nothingness.
This is something that has perplexed me, which is not surprising. But it's for the longest time. Yeah, you know, the Big Bang in front of once there's nothing. So how can there just be nothing?
Yeah.
Or can there just be nothing?
Because nothing is something.
We just think within the confines of our intellect, don't we? You know.
Yeah.
Maybe nothing is when there's everything.
This, I'll tell you what, I haven't actually slept properly since I've done this. The idea too tied up one loose end, but created another, an infinite number, some might say. As physicists analysed the idea, they sussed the fact that the Big Bang would
create... Do physicists suss facts?
Yeah, they do. They suss it. Well, I'll try to make it more accessible to people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The fact that...
I've just seen them sitting around going, hey,
I just sussed that.
I think I just sussed it. And then you sussed it.
Okay, they sussed the fact that the Big Bang would create not just one universe, but an endless supply. Just think about that.
Multiverse is what you're talking about.
Yep. Some, according to Hartle-Hawkins' theory, would be very like our own, perhaps have Earth-like planets, societies, even individuals similar to the ones in our universe. Other universes would be subtly different, perhaps with Earth-like planets where dinosaurs were not wiped out. And pot noodles were never invented. I put that bit in. You imagine a planet without no pot noodles?
That'd be great.
What would students
eat? Great. Proper food?
Oh, maybe dinosaurs.
Bungee meals. Maybe dinosaurs, you know? That comes around to that time travel story I was telling you the other week about the dinosaurs.
I mean, all this sounds bonkers, but the equations in the theory make such scenarios theoretically possible.
Well, so the idea is basically that every decision that you make spawns a multitude of universes.
Oh, don't you look into me with those freaky eyes. Wow. Would you have done that in another universe?
You just tried to glamour them with your freaky eyes. I just saw that.
I wouldn't call them freaky, Mikey.
You tried to make them freaky. Well, they're alluring, don't
worry. Okay.
But in this case, they were a little bit freaky, I'll say. Multiverse theory is really... It's not something you can knock out before 8 o'clock, to be honest. But it's it just says me. I don't even know. But the the whole concept that it would be does it have to be replicated exactly? Is it like a
Well,
it's my big
question is, I was talking to Joe Guy about this when I first got here. He's like, that's fantastic, but where are they?
But where's everything?
Where are they?
Where's your broadband go? Where's your broadband? Where's your radio waves? Where's time? Where's time all gone?
Yeah, but time's it's a concept we've come up with, isn't it?
Where's all those? Do you know there's more people living on Earth now than there have ever been living on Earth? More human beings living on Earth at one time now than there have ever been altogether living on Earth.
No way.
Did you know that there is a subsection of like cosmology nerds called Pleiadians who fully believe that
don't talk to me about Pleiadians.
I bloody love Pleiadians. I'm on every Pleiadians Facebook page. And they're just studying like the frequencies and like the different waves, and like that's how they go about studying
You sound like you're making a little bit of fun out of that.
I'm not. I'm part of the Pleiadians pages. I appreciate people who want to achieve a higher state of consciousness. I appreciate it.
Do you think you have to get in a higher state of consciousness then to see these other multiverses?
Well, I just can't think of any other way. Like, what?
Oh, have you not watched Interstellar?
That song Medicated Goo you played earlier on. I've done Medicated Goo and I've got into a higher state of consciousness, or at least I think I was, and I might have seen another universe.
This is the thing. This is why I'm not speaking up. There was that time.
How I was talking to you about it earlier this morning about obviously like through the lens of Hindu cosmology.
Yes.
And I was telling Rob about it a little bit because religious-wise, I do believe in multiverses.
Tell him about the thumb-sized people.
Oh, yeah. So, like, we believe a lot of crazy shit, and one of the other things is that we believe there's an ancient civilization of people who called Agatha who live in the core of the Earth, and they are no bigger than the size of your thumbs.
Okay.
And they're a superior civilization.
Because the pressures at the centre of the Earth, of course, would be very quite intense, wouldn't they?
Yeah. So they come up every now and then just to overlook.
Josh, have a look. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Just to have a look. Anyway,
let's discuss this. What about the Hollow Earth theory into that?
Arne Saknussemm, Journey Through the Centre of the Earth. Yeah. Doug McClure.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some really interesting era when people were really into that.
Yeah.
And because you know that I believe it's true now that I think we've talked about this before, that no commercial aircraft fly over the North or South Pole.
Well, because it's too cold.
I don't know if you've ever been up 30,000.
I have actually.
Yeah, it's quite cold.
It's very cold.
No matter where. No. I think it must be an instrumentation. I think. And please, if someone correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, the Earth is flat.
And what would all the people that lived on the other underside? Like if it was flat, maybe if the Earth was flat, and like we're all on the top side.
Yeah.
and the people lived up all mildewy and never get the sun.
Yeah. That's Manchester.
but people saying there used to be like the hole to get into the centre of the Earth was where the poles are, because there's a couple of photo anomalies from the from various expositions have flown near over that, and you can see that there actually is a circle. I love that kind of stuff. I don't care if it's real or not.
I want to hear it. Tell me more.
Crab people coming up. Like in South Park. I don't know if South Park's a good scientific yardstick
of which to measure things.
Although they really did smack the shit out of the Catholic Church at the time, and I love that.
Oh, and Scientologists.
Oh, Scientologists do it to themselves.
Dum 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 dum.
the multiverse thing, you would hope. I mean, would you, if you were able to somehow visit another verse 4 or verse 6 or just non-brand specific verse, like the home brand Pam's verse or something like that, you don't know where you're going to go. You'd be imagine if it was like, and you're just, it was just a little bit more shit than
oh
yeah.
God,
that would be difficult, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if everyone just mumble. What'd you say?
You'd acclimate. It's all right.
Would you?
Yeah.
That you would come back speaking like this, and you're friends with this new red to your robot.
Here's the Hindu Puranic, like the literature quote.
Don't start with the like.
Every universe is covered by 7 layers: earth, water, fire, air, sky, and total energy and false ego. Each ten times greater than the previous one. There are innumerable universes beside this one, and although they are unlimitedly large, they move like atoms in you. Therefore, you are called unlimited. Ooh, I'm signing up.
Who's
for
just
that.
Ended your segment? Bloody rude.
No, I didn't do it on purpose. Sorry.
Oh, did you? Anyway, Professor Paul Hawking's final paper is the fruit of 20 years worth of work, and it solved the puzzles by drawing on new mathematical techniques developed by the to study another esoterical branch of physics called string theory, and that's another story.
I don't think so.
We won't even delve into that. Yeah, that's it.
Someone sexier than the other universes are next to our universe, but they're really far away, which is why we can't see them, because we can't see the ends of our universe.
Oh, no, that's...
Use your eyes.
That's bollocks.
Another person's coming here saying, what if we're already in the PAMS universe? This is it. Yeah. We're in the home brand universe.
This is the CAC universe. The Norse universe.
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bullocks?
Jeez, I'm going to see Monster Change.
Thank you very much, my son.